Chapter 4. The Rose's Answer. In the center of the grass stood a beautiful rose tree. When the nightingale saw it, she flew over to it and sat on a branch.
"Give me a red rose," she said, "and I will sing you my sweetest song."
But the tree shook its head with sadness.
"My roses are white," it answered.
"But go to my brother who grows near the old windmill, and perhaps he will give you what you want." So the nightingale flew over to the rose tree that was growing near the old windmill.
"Give me a red rose," she cried, "and I will sing you my sweetest song."
But the tree shook its head.
"My roses are yellow," it answered.
"But go to my brother who grows beneath the student's window, and perhaps he will give you what you want." So the nightingale flew over to the rose tree that was growing beneath the student's window.
"Give me a red rose," she cried, "and I will sing you my sweetest song."
But the tree shook its head.
"It's true, my roses are red," it answered. "But the winter has chilled my veins. The cold has closed my buds. And the storm has broken my branches. I shall have no roses at all this year."
"Please, one red rose is all I ask of you, tree," cried the nightingale. "Only one red rose. I must find one for the young man. Is there no way I can get it?"
"There is a way," answered the tree, "but it is so terrible that I cannot tell it to you.